Ephemera. Text of a private paper correspondence between Frederick Brightwell and his uncle Callum Brightwell, written in a family code for safety and decoded to read. Safely out of Oxford with all the goods, though can't say much for the state of my men. Going to have to hire fresh once I get to the new setup in the north. I'm not staying anywhere near the damned Welsh, so don't try and bribe me into it. One close brush with them was enough, and I've got the still-healing scars to prove it. On to family business. I saw Jess in Oxford. Boy's grown up well. I should say man, rather, because he's carrying himself more like one, and no coward either, though coming from our family stock I'd not expect so. Seems comfortable with his new library friends. Here's hoping he doesn't go native on you and turn his coat to Egyptian gold. Be quite the laugh on you if he did, wouldn't it? Speaking of laughs, that fierce scholar fellow who ran the show knew his goods, all right. He let Jess trade me a fine rare copy of Aristotle's On Dreams. Would have been worth enough to ransom a half-dozen kings under normal circumstances. But these weren't, and he didn't hesitate to give it up to buy my help for his escape. More family news. I've become a father. Adopted a girl I took out of Oxford. Just a tadpole of a thing. I know you don't need to tell me about sentimentality. Maybe I'm just thinking of the future. Always good to have more kids to take on the trade, eh? I'll write when I set up the new digs in Yorkshire. Until then, I remain faithfully yours, Frederick.